with me in this portion of Notably Texan are members of a Houston-area Americana band who have been releasing music since 2012. As this band gets more recognition, they're starting to expand their reach and play gigs further from home, opening for the likes of Randy Rogers, Ray Wiley Hubbard, and Corey Morrow. We're lucky enough to catch the band's primary vocalists and songwriters in our vicinity, and I'm happy to welcome to Notably Texan right now Matt Parrish and Justin Lofton from the band Market Junction. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having us, yeah, man. We're glad to be here.
Anybody with my same name is always welcome around
good
here.
Good people, man. We're all good people.
It's so funny because I actually do play and talk to a lot of different Matts, but I swear I do not work it out this way. It's just it's a good name, you know?
I'll just go ahead and leave and let you guys
know. No. It's all right. You know, Justins are okay, too.
There you go.
No, I'm really excited to get to know more about you guys. And since I don't know that much about you, I'd like to kind of learn a little bit more. Let's start off with you, Justin Lofton. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally? Are you from the Houston area?
So, yeah, we're actually about 30 miles east of Houston, Baytown,
Montgomery. Baytown, right.
So you know Baytown.
I'm not going to pretend that I know specifically
That's
Baytown.
Okay.
There are other
bands,
I think, in that area that I have played and talked to here.
Mm-hmm.
And
awesome.
I know that just for the simplicity's sake, we kind of refer to you as a Houston band, but I know
that's what we do.
Let's be specific about it. You know, that would be like calling Commerce Dallas. You know?
That's right.
Exactly.
But I've been out in Baytown since about 1987. Grew up there, and I guess I was about eighth grade, took a liking to the guitar, and kept up with guys like Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Ian Moore, some of the Texas guitar slingers. Really enjoyed that music. Dove in, learned all I could, and played in all the bands I could, and just kind of grew up doing that. And here we are. I'm 35 and in a band and writing songs and with my best buddy here, Matt. So
living the dream, basically.
Living the dream.
I mean, is this something that you at a certain point you went, you know, I love music enough to kind of go all in on this. I'd love to do that professionally.
It's always been there. I've done about every trade I can think of, but I'd be lying if I saying it wasn't always there somewhere, just, you know, gnawing at me. And finally I thought, well, I'm not going to die one day never having tried. So
yeah, exactly.
Here we are.
That's fantastic, man. I'm so glad that you're able to kind of follow your passion here. Same deal to you, Matt Parrish. Are you originally from the Houston area?
Yeah, so I grew up probably about 10 miles west of where Justin grew up in a little town called Highlands, Texas, which is close to Baytown.
Okay.
He hasn't heard of Highlands, by the way.
Yeah, nobody has. No one knows. It's different than the Highland that's close to Dallas.
Well,
you know, like
right.
That.
There's Lake Highlands and Highland Park. Everybody's
all that,
got their Highlands.
Yeah, I can tell you that's a much more wealthy part of the world than the Highlands
okay,
I grew up in.
Gotcha.
It was like a good part of the railroad tracks and a bad part, and you know, that's how you differentiated where you're from. But yeah, I started writing at a young age, picked up the guitar at a later age, about 21, and 35 now, and we're making a go at it, man. We're pushing really hard, gonna drop an album in the spring, and just really thankful for folks like you that let us come out and listen to what we have to say and play our tunes.
Yeah, it means the world.
Absolutely. I'm curious to know, I mean, when did you guys meet? How did you hook up?
Man, we've been best friends for like 15 plus years.
Well, I've been his best friend for like 15
years. He likes to say that.
Yeah, no, we've known each other forever. I guess it was about 2011, 2012, when we finally decided to leave. I was in a Southern rock band. He was in a progressive rock band. We would open for each other or play the same shows, and it was a what was the record? Ray LaMontagne, God Willing and the Creek Don't Rise. That was the record that we both heard and thought, man, we've got to make music like that.
Really?
So that happened about 2012, and so we've been aiming to. Those are high standards to aim for, because Ray LaMontagne is who he is. But he's inspirational, and guys like Sean McConnell on the scene right now, we love him.
Yeah, David Ramirez.
That's a good one.
Jason Isbell.
King of Songwriting.
Turnpike Troubadours. They're just, you know.
That's great. It's so cool to know about the kind of diverse backgrounds in your music taste, too. You know what I mean? That's what I always appreciate when you've got, you know, people, like you're saying, coming from a Southern rock band and a progressive rock band coming together into an Americana outfit.
Right.
That's cool. I mean, I love that because I think you need to have a diverse taste to really properly do music, otherwise you're kind of pigeonholed. So
yeah, it can create a unique sound. I mean, I was making a rock. I was in the middle of making a rock record when the producer looked at me and he was like, "What are you doing, man? You're a country singer, you know?"
Really?
And it kind of hit me hard, and I thought, you know what? He's right. And so that was it, man. I knew after that it was time to just be who I am, and you know, me and Justin just kind of fit together like two puzzle pieces, and just worked out.
The sun is gonna shine for the rest of our lives. Our lives, our lives.
I'm talking to Matt Parrish and Justin Lofton from the band Market Junction out of the Houston area, Baytown specifically. Tell me about the band name. I know a lot of people are going to be wondering about this because you assume at first that it must be a place, but how did you come up with the band name Market Junction?
So there's nothing more demoralizing as an adult than trying to come up with a cool band name. And the conversations we had were, we would sit with something for a day or two and bounce it off people and think, what are we doing? We ended up playing a little a local kind of festival, and anyway, it was called Country Market Days. And the way we came together from two different worlds of music, and our bass player kind of the same way, we kind of a junction. So I thought, well, that's where we first played together. We'll just take the market from there, and it's a junction, a joining.
Okay.
So we were like, that's fine. Let's just go.
We were so sick of trying to come up with a band name at that point. We were like, whatever came out of his mouth, it could have been like, who knows what.
Yeah. Western Willie and the Wagon Wheels.
Whatever.
Let's go with it.
Sorry for Western Willie if that's really a band name.
Well, it should be.
Yes.
Okay, fascinating. I appreciate you explaining that. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, you don't always want to reveal the wonder behind the art of coming up with like a band name or whatnot, but that explains a lot.
I wish it were a better story.
We're an open book, man.
that's a good story. So you guys are no doubt accustomed to kind of pitching your band's music to newcomers as some kind of rising stars right now. So I know how you're described in the, you know, the literature that's out there about you. It makes it sound like books are written about you, but you know what I mean, like your bio and whatnot.
Sure.
You know, if you're doing the elevator pitch to a potential listener, how do you describe your sound to newcomers?
So I like to say that if a child had grown up in an orphanage that had been run by Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Vince Gill, and Jason Isbell, like that's maybe who this kid would have grown up and
been
us.
A very confused child.
Yeah.
we very much straddle the fence of Texas country, Americana, just with the different nuances from the way his voice sounds to some of the guitar licks that come out. And so, you know, it's been something we've fought for a long time, is where do we fit these different boxes. And finally we had enough mentors tell us, quit worrying about where you fit. That's a good thing.
Right.
You know, and the Texas scene luckily supports so many different varieties of Green River Ordnance and Blue Water Highway and Turnpike. And there's so many cool bands that kind of sound sort of like us. So.
Yeah, I get it. There was a time where you had to fit in to when you check one of these boxes. You must be in one of these genres.
Yeah.
But those times seem to be behind us, luckily. Yeah. And that's a good thing, because that's how we do things here on Notably Texan. I don't know if you had a chance to listen on your way in, but we get into all kinds of different stuff. And you're name dropping a lot of groups that we play here on the show.
Fantastic.
So you guys are in good company here on our playlist for sure. So it's a crowded field out there, you know, needless to say. How does Market Junction stand out?
I think that what we've focused on has been, it's been songwriting. And so we leave a stamp on the Texas music scene, we want it to be for our songwriting. We co-wrote four tunes on Corey Morrill's record that he just put out.
Nice.
We got a co-write hanging out there with
Max Stalling.
Oh,
and we're trying to finish that one up. And that's kind of our thing. You know, like we want Texas music to look at us and go, hey, those guys are great writers. And we've got a long way to go to earn that title, but we're going to keep our noses to the grindstone and work towards that.
Yeah. We love the dance halls, but we really love the listening rooms.
Yes.
It's quiet and you can react. And so,
yeah, there's nothing better than people respectfully listening to your music as opposed to hooting and hollering and drinking and throwing beer bottles at the chicken wire that you're behind.
Although that can be fun.
Well, sure. Yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah. I totally get it. Matt and Justin from Market Junction are my guests on KETR. This is Notably Texan. Your band has been drawing praise from fellow Texas singers for your songwriting, that kind of like you were just talking about. So tell me a little bit about your process for writing a new song, because I talked to so many different artists, and there is no, you know, there is no recipe for you know, how a song is created. Every artist seems to do it differently. So how do you guys handle this? Because I know you're co-writers basically on a lot of these songs. So yeah. Tell me a little bit about your process.
So we were just recently reminded about this last night on the drive-in. We pulled a guitar out in the truck and we said, look, we're together. We've got time. Let's throw a song out, see what we can do. And that was a gigantic failure.
No.
You know, our process is not quick. We really try to focus on not spelling everything out for the listener, yet not being too arbitrary. We got about 100 songs on the shelf and 10 that we love that are done, you know, which I guess is a sign of the standards we try to hold. But
right.
We like dissimilar rhymes. We like, you know, a little bit of dissonance, less consonants and everything. And
yeah,
expand on
it,
that.
You know, it's, it always comes down to a detail that can evoke an emotion in a person, right? And so I think songwriting is about picking out the right details. And so if you can pick out a circumstance or a tiny little element of a situation that's common between all of us, it can evoke the same emotion, even though we're all incredibly different. And so the inspiration in those moments is what spurs the ideas for songs for us. And then it's like, hey, look, that's the one that we're going to keep. And then we have other stuff that we're like, hey, that's a good idea for a song. Let's write that. Hope somebody else picks it up and records it. And so we kind of, we play both sides of that fence.
I'm not a songwriter. The only instrument I play used to be the CD player, but now it's the mouse, basically. So. But, you know, so, I mean, tell me what comes first? Is it the lyrics or the melody? Does it just kind of depend?
Man, it's typically a complete falling in of both of those at the same time for me. I think
really? It's
oftentimes you have a melody, you have some words that kind of fell together at the same time, and then you got to finish that puzzle. You know, I mean, Justin does things maybe a little differently. I think you're more melody driven.
Yeah, you know, the lyrics will dictate the music so
sure.
often, which is the main path we take, I guess I'd say. And then every now and then a cool guitar lick or chord progression with something more lighthearted will come about. And it's like, I wish there were, if there is one recipe and you figure it out with all the folks you interview, let us know.
But sure.
For the most part for us, it's lyrics kind of dictating the direction.
Now, you've got a bassist who's not with you today that I'm sure you guys wanted to acknowledge. Tell me who he is, and does he get in on the songwriting as well?
So Taylor Hilliard, sorry. He's been with us for, day one. He's the one that came up with the band name. Taylor absolutely adds in every area that he can, whether it's social media work, help with lyrics on songwriting issues, or he's kind of our IT guy.
Okay.
If we're ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Taylor will be the guy we phone in, because he reads every article that comes out on everything and memorizes it all somehow.
He knows way too much.
Way too much.
Oh,
useless
no.
information. It's useless until you need to know it, and you're like, call Taylor. He's got the answer.
Okay.
That's Taylor. Yeah.
He's nice.
Amazing guy. And then we want to mention Michael, the drummer.
Yeah, Michael Blattel. He's a professional drummer. He plays with us. We're kind of his main band he plays with, but he probably plays 200 shows a year with lots of other bands and teaches lessons. And he's just one of those guys that's down for the cause and been with us for about 3 years. And
awesome guy.
Great guy.
That's wonderful. Market Junction in studio with me here. So we've been talking about your music and the process behind which you make it. So let's listen to one of your latest releases. I've got this song ready, Leaving Memphis. And I think there's a kind of a story behind this. What can you tell me about this song?
Yeah, so Tom T. Hall has the classic tune, How I Got to Memphis. It's been covered by Buddy Miller and Daryl Dodd and all these folks, right? And we also cover it. We love to play it on our set. And but one of the things we decided to do is, hey, look, what happened to that guy when he got to Memphis? You know, I mean, did he ever find the girl? What's the story there? And so we love that song so much, we wanted to write a sequel to it. And so Leaving Memphis is kind of us trying to finish that story.
In a lighthearted way. How I Got to Memphis is an easy write and an easy listen, which is why we enjoy it so much. So we thought, let's not dive too deep into the thesaurus and dictionary on this one and just finish it out easily. So.
Any word from the original artist? Does he know?
Oh,
not
does.
A clue.
Yes. That would be pretty
would
cool,
be
though.
Awesome.
Oh,
to
that'd
get
be
know,
amazing.
We should send it to him.
Yeah.
Try it out. You can't lose, really, can you?
No, you can't.
She cut a path down Union Ave, straight through the autumn air. I was late on rent, my mind was spent, heart tragically impaired. That's why I'm leaving Memphis. When I got here, I believed in love. Oh, she's gone and broken my heart. Now I'm leaving Memphis all alone.
As the band kind of starts touring further from home in the Houston area, how are you guys finding the balance between road life and personal lives?
Oh man, that is a great question. We don't know really. We're still we live in this world where we have so many plates in the air. You know, like we run a business. We have kids and wives and.
Concubines. I'm just kidding.
Hopefully they're not listening. The wives, then.
They know we joke.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we go from handling a business issue to writing a song to changing a dirty diaper to hopping in the truck and trailer and going and playing a show. And so,
juggling grenades.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is, man. It's trying to keep everyone happy at the same time. And
including ourselves. Right?
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is. But it's fun. I mean, it keeps things interesting.
Hopefully your family are being kind of patient with you when you got to go out there on
so
the road.
Much. We are blessed. They support us 100%. And yep. We're lucky to have them.
Well, that's you got to have that support back at home. So I'm very happy to hear that. And hello to everybody back home listening, hopefully, to you guys on the air today. Market Junction has released a couple of singles this year. I just played one of those, Leaving Memphis. And I think you alluded to this actually a little bit earlier. I'm assuming there's a new full-length album in the near future.
Indeed, yeah.
Yep, we've released two singles off the upcoming album. We're going to release probably one more, finish the album up this year, hopefully at White Cat Studio with Jack Saunders. And then we're looking at like a March in the spring release for that album. And then hope to come visit you guys again.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Everybody
yeah.
we can.
Yeah, we'll make the rounds. We'll put those out, and then we'll be back out on the road and back seeing our buddy Matt.
Oh yeah, you know that you're welcome for sure, guys. You've got a regular stop here anytime you're in this area. Please feel free. Well, listen, KETR is a non-commercial, listener-supported station. We were joking off the air actually about the Tiny Desk series that they do at NPR. Our desk is a little bit bigger where I'm going to ask you to perform today, but anyway. We often have a hard time, just to let you guys know a little bit, because you're not from this area, we often have a hard time meeting our fundraising goals here, and that's not a good thing, you know what I mean? So I wanted to get you guys, you know, your non-biased opinion, because you don't know anything about KETR, you don't live here, and you don't listen to this station, although you can stream it back home. You got the website on the stuff I'm giving you, but nice. Remind listeners, if you would, why stations like KETR matter from your perspectives. Would you open up on that?
I believe that... you know, dollars talk, right? And so rather than having an outside influence, a station like you got here is focused on the community, right? And so the people in the community, if they support the station turns around and does the bidding for the community. It's in the best interest of the people here. And so I think it creates this beautiful partnership where you get solid information, whether it be weather or politics or music. You get this authentic radio experience here locally. And so you're not going to have all of this advertisement nationally shoved down your throat. You're getting real honest radio. And so to me, that is worth the dollar spent to support a local station.
Yeah. And it to me, that changes the caliber for sure, because you don't have those outside influences that are forcing you to play things you know may not think the community would support or care about. And so back home, we have a station, KPFT, that we listen to a lot, because I can hear, you know, McKinley Morganfield Blues, or I can... you know, all kinds of stuff that I wouldn't get to hear on the other station. So stations like you have here are so important. Support acts like us. We can't go to, you know, places everywhere and do this. And I hope the community will continue to support it for sure.
The wise words of Justin Lofton and Matt Parrish about why you should support KETR. Listen, if you didn't pitch in during our recent fall fundraising efforts, please do so today. While you're hanging out listening to this discussion, why don't you go over to KETR.org and click donate and give the amount that's comfortable for you, because every dollar really does make a difference. And I really appreciate your take on that, guys. I see a upcoming live performance in Dallas at the Granada. This is in a little while, but just to give people an idea when you're going to be performing in our area. We consider Dallas in our area because it's only an hour away.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know how it is in Texas,
it's
an hour
Texas,
drive.
Dallas is in our area too.
Yeah, well, exactly. It takes an hour to drive across Dallas or Houston, so it's not a big deal to drive over to Dallas from here. So anyway, you guys are going to be playing at the Granada. And I think that's going to be in November or December.
Yeah, December 22nd, opening for Corey Morrow.
Oh, nice.
At the Granada. It's like we've always wanted to play Granada, and so to get to play it with Corey is a dream come true.
So, I mean, do you guys kind of work in like some holiday tunes on a show like that?
Man, I'll be honest with you. I am like, I grew up playing a lot of the worship pastor role at churches and stuff, and I don't know what it is about Christmas music, but I just grew a disdain for Christmas music.
Oh my gosh,
I just did, man. I hate to say that, but you know, it just I don't play. You know, we typically don't do almost any Christmas music.
I'll wear a Christmas sweater, but
an ugly one. Yeah.
No, that's totally fair, guys. I mean, this, you know, I'm not implying that you need to. I just wondered, because some people do. There's a certain beatdown factor on holiday tunes.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Same Christmas songs that you hear year after year. I know some people dread the first jingle bell that they hear of each year. Earlier and earlier in the year, people start to, you know, go, hey, Christmas is only 6 months away. Let's start playing jingle bells.
Man, and I feel like, there's kind of this sonic unity that all the tunes have, and there's certain chords that they play in there that's like, oh, that's a Christmas chord, you know? And so I don't know. I just get worn out with it. There are a few that I really like.
Sure.
But someone else has covered them way better than we will. So,
well, I will say there are some great, like, you know, holiday originals that, for instance, Texas artists have come up with. So it doesn't have to be the traditional stuff that we are, that we have, you know, are really kind of burned out on. So maybe you guys can write
a
holiday
tune. That's a good challenge.
That's what we need.
That's good.
I don't know. I don't have a title for you. I thought I had something brewing, but I'll get back to
you
on that.
Yeah. We'll give you songwriting credit.
Yeah. Okay. Word for a third.
Did you guys make a special trip all the way up here from Houston for us?
So we've been on this this radio extravaganza.
Okay,
it's like the Amazing Race for Texas musicians. We started Tuesday and went up, and we've been up into Kansas and through Oklahoma, and now we're here. We got one more stop, and then we'll be headed to Houston.
Awesome. So you are indeed kind of heading home to Houston then.
We are,
so,
yes, sir.
This is a perfect song I'm going to play you guys out with then. Well, I really appreciate it. I was going to say I don't have enough to give you guys if you came all the way from Houston just to Commerce, but I'm glad to know that this is just part of the tour.
Man, you're worth it, man. If we had to just come up just for this, we'd be all about it.
Totally.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope you guys had a good time. I really have enjoyed getting to know you, and I'm serious about, you know, you guys have an open welcome here. Whenever you're in this area, let me know, and I will come open the door for you anytime.
Man, we absolutely will do that. We'll be back soon.
Awesome.
I can promise you that.
I appreciate that. Hey, let's let folks know where they can find you out there. Many people may be just discovering Market Junction. You've got a web presence, right?
Yes, sir. So the main hub, marketjunctionband.com. And then if you want to search us on Facebook, just search Market Junction. There's nobody else out there named that. Twitter, MKT_JCT. Instagram is Market_Junction. And stream us on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. Any place you can get music, we're out there.
Market Junction is wherever music is, basically. So you can find these guys, and I highly recommend it, because these guys are not only some upstanding gentlemen, but they make some great music. So really appreciate it, guys. As I was saying, I've got the perfect song, and I think you know what I'm going to play you out with here. Here's your tune, Home to Houston, and I wish you guys a safe trip home.
Yeah, man, thanks for having us. We're going to be safe as possible getting home.
Excellent. Have a great day, guys.
If you don't take me back when I get home to Houston, honey, where else will I go? You got scared and I've been ate up with confusion. all the miles I keep putting on our love.